Recently, I marched on Sacramento with my fellow students to make our politicians care about California's imperiled future. The governor's cuts to higher education get little debate there, but asking California's wealthiest to contribute a little more to save higher education seems entirely out of the question. I've returned to college after 23 years in the working world. I'm grateful for the second chance I've gotten at Berkeley City College. But the economic recovery is jobless, my financial aid package is lagging, and I'm borrowing from nearly tapped friends just to buy books, get to class, eat, and pay rent. I'm one of the lucky ones. My fellow students come to class from one or even two jobs. They spend hours in cars, on trains and buses, dropping kids off at babysitters as they rush to campus, trying to grab a cup of coffee without being late. They cope with drug-addicted siblings, an alcoholic mother or father with AIDS, imprisoned cousins needing money in their commissary, and communities in chaos. These courageous people struggle valiantly to improve their lot in dire circumstances. The instructors are passionate, well-informed, and dedicated to teaching critical thinking and big-picture understanding. This in spite of larger class sizes and devastating budget slashes. Further cuts would be apocalyptic. The California Budget Project determined that in 2008, fewer than 150,000 Californians had a total income of $208 billion. I can't grasp why these people, after profiting so handsomely from the state's innovations, can't come together to safeguard the state's future. A one-year 8% tax on 1% of the state's population could completely resolve the $26 billion deficit while keeping services, education, and innovation critical to California's success. Some argue that the wealthiest are the job creators, and taxing them hurts our economy. I believe that the dreams, drive, and creativity of my classmates are the real engines of job creation, and these constitute the vital human capital being taxed out of existence. With this perspective, I'm Kiva Holman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.